KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Guilty verdicts against President Biden's son.
It took jurors just over 3 hours to convict Hunter Biden of all three felony charges related to the purchase of a revolver in 2018. It was then, prosecutors argued, he lied on a mandatory gun purchase form by saying he was not illegally using or addicted to drugs. Jurors found Hunter Biden guilty of lying to a federally licensed gun dealer, making a false claim on the application by saying he was not a drug user, and illegally having the gun for 11 days.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. First Lady Jill Biden arrived at the courthouse minutes after the jury delivered its verdict and was not in the courtroom when it was read. The judge did not set a sentencing date. Also at SRNnews.com, Americans are split on Biden's student loan policies. Correspondent Jennifer King.
President Biden has made his work on student loan debt a campaign priority, but a new poll finds little support. Only 3 in 10 Americans approve of how Joe Biden has handled the issue, 4 in 10 disapprove, and the rest are neutral or don't know enough to say. That's according to a new survey from the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy and the AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. The outlook wasn't much better among those with student loans for themselves or their family. 36% approve, while 34% disapprove. About 40% of adults think it's important for the federal government to provide student loan debt relief. That goes up to 50% among Americans under age 45. Jennifer King, Washington.
In consumer news, gas prices down. The AAA Motor Club says the national average for prices stood at $3.44 a gallon. That's down about 8 cents from a week earlier. It's more than 19 cents cheaper than just 1 month ago. Stocks are mixed now. The Dow losing 276 points, but the NASDAQ ahead 13. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Colorado.
The state has barred Catholic schools from participating in the universal preschool program, but a U.S. District Court judge has ruled that's illegal. The state was trying to block the Catholic schools because they do not admit students of other faiths. Colorado lost a similar case last year when another judge ruled that a Christian academy cannot be excluded from the preschool program because it requires its teachers to be believers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A North Dakota judge has denied a preliminary injunction as 3 families challenged the state's law banning sex change operations on children. He also clarified that a grandfather clause does allow children to continue their treatment if they were receiving such medical care before the law took effect in April 2023. The measure was signed by Republican Governor Doug Burgum after it was overwhelmingly approved by the GOP-led legislature. This is SRN News. There's a new warning about shellfish from the Pacific Northwest.
The Food and Drug Administration is saying that consumers should avoid shellfish from Oregon and Washington State. They may be contaminated by toxins that cause paralytic shellfish poisoning, or PSP, a naturally occurring toxin produced by algae. Elevated levels of toxins were first detected in shellfish along Oregon's coast on May 17th. Since then, at least 31 people in Oregon have been sickened. Symptoms range from a numbing sensation to full respiratory paralysis. The Pacific Northwest shellfish industry employs more than 3,000 people and generates more than $270 million a year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Marquette University President Michael Lovell has died in Rome after a 3-year battle with cancer. He died Sunday at age 57. He took over the president's position at Marquette in 2014. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.